Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Major League Baseball announced on Friday it will move the 2021 All-Star Game out of Georgia because of a new Georgia law requiring photo IDs to vote. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie says the narrative that President Biden is pushing is a lie.
I sat here and listened to the president's inaugural address, and I just want a couple real quick points from it. Politics need not be a raging fire that destroys everything in its path, and we must reject a culture in which facts themselves are manipulated or made up. And Joe Biden's broken his own rule. He's lying about this bill. He's lying to the American people about it to cause the raging fire he said he was going to put out.
Governor Christie on ABC News. Hypocritical Major League Baseball says you must show a photo ID to pick up baseball tickets at all Major League Baseball parks. The Derek Chauvin murder trial continues Monday in Minneapolis, Minnesota. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Janet Yellen will use her first major address Monday as the Treasury Secretary to argue for a global minimum corporate tax rate. Yellen is to make the case for President Biden's plan to raise U.S. corporate taxes to fund his $2 trillion infrastructure plan. Biden wants to increase corporate tax from 21 to 28%. President Trump lowered the U.S. tax rate from 35 to the current 21%. March Madness NCAA basketball has a champion in the women's category. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Stanford was victorious Sunday in the finals of the women's NCAA Division I basketball tournament, outlasting Arizona 54-53. The Cardinal winning their first national championship since 1992 and the third for head coach Tara Vanderveer. Haley Jones led Stanford with 17 points and was named the tournament's most outstanding player after averaging more than 14 points and 6 rebounds in 6 tournament games and shooting 60% from the field.
Thank you, Dan, and thank you for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Let's get a U.S.-Mexico border update with Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau.
As the humanitarian crisis on the southern border continues to worsen, lawmakers are trying to push solutions to the immediate problem. Congressman Carlos Jimenez says that Congress needs to reform legal immigration. But the Florida Republican tells Fox News that there are more immediate steps that need to be taken, and they start with putting the Trump-era border policies back in place.
We need comprehensive immigration reform in this country, but it has to be legal. We're a country of laws. Look, the Customs and Border Protection folks told us what needed to be done. A, they needed more officers. B, they needed the border wall that was under construction, that to be completed. They need greater and better technology to help them out. They need the policies, better policies and the policies that were in place before
right.
to be restored. And I also think they need one more thing. We need to hire hundreds of additional judges so that we can adjudicate a lot mm-hmm. of these cases asking for political asylum much faster, and that would disincentivize this wave that we're seeing.
The Mexico-United States border is the most frequently crossed border in the world, with approximately 350 million documented crossings annually. 14 games in Major League Baseball today. One early game at 1:10 p.m. Eastern as the Twins and Tigers go at it in Detroit. Be aware, the Braves at Nationals has been postponed due to COVID-19 restrictions. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. Again, that's 800-399-3706.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Hey, how you doing? It's just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezShow.com. It's all right there. Hey, look at all our past interviews, great guests that we have. We're just so grateful that the show is able to provide something more than an 8-second soundbite. I think there's, we've got so many entities that give you 8-second soundbites, that give you narratives. We're all about pursuing the truth no matter where it leads. And this is why when you go to our website and you see the quality of guests, I mean, I get that question all the time. Bill, how do you get these people on your show? Well, I call them. I talk to them. We build relationships and say, look, at you know, your ideas need to have a platform. I mean, this is what the show is all about, is we're giving voice to the voiceless, and we're giving voice to a worldview that is so necessary, a biblical worldview, one that pursues the truth at all costs. And regardless of the pressure and pushback that has been put on the show, we continue to move forward, staying true to what I believe God's called us to do, and that is to present, you know, the truth with total commitment. That's what this is all about. Julio Rivera joins us. He's one of those said experts and guests that we're so gracious to have on the show. He's the editorial director for ReactionaryTimes.com. He's a small business consultant, featured columnist at Newsmax.com, LiveZet, and The Washington Times. Julio, good to be talking to you as always, buddy. How are you?
I am great. It's been too long, Bill. I hope everything is going well with you.
Well, it is. It is going well, but I'll tell you, just like you, it is pathetic to see these pictures and these videos that are coming out from the South. Videos that, I mean, can you imagine Senator Ted Cruz being chastised by some young administrative type trying to get the senator, veteran senator to not, you know, pursue the truth, to not capture the videos so that he could report back to his constituency, to the American people at large, to say, this is the reality of Joe Biden's immigration policies. And what we're talking about here is you see over 4,000 kids that are confined in an area that's only supposed to hold like what, you know, a couple of hundred, maybe 300 max. And it's 1,700% overflowing. I mean, their heads exploded under Donald Trump because it wasn't going away the way in which they expected. Donald Trump, what was happening at the border, I mean, it was a process situation that he inherited truly from the Obama-Biden era, and he was trying to rectify it, first with a border wall and in processing and understanding you just could not open the gates, because if you did, you're going to have exactly what we're seeing right now happen, right?
Exactly. You know, Donald Trump, again, you pointed out perfectly, inherited issues that were directly attributable to Democratic administrations prior to him becoming president. I mean, obviously, Barack Obama sending a message to Central America and Mexico that America was taking this kinder and more gentler tact, which is really BS, because when you think about it, the only thing that really, kicks up and ramps up whenever the border is perceived to be open is things like the human trafficking trade,
right.
The sex slavery trade, all these things, these coyotes and the cartels make tons of money whenever the border is perceived to be open. But this actually even goes back to the Flores consent decree under Bill Clinton and Janet Reno, this whole thing of separating the parents from, President Trump was just following the law that was in place at the time, and obviously the conditions have gotten exponentially worse now under Biden, because one of the first things he did, Bill, when he became president, Joe Biden, he stopped construction of the border wall. So that's another thing that immediately sends a message to, Central America and Mexico that America is open again. Part of it, the most dangerous thing to me, Bill, is telling people that he intends on granting a pathway to legalization for up to 11 million illegal residents. That right there is going to cause people to continue to try to pour in. It's going to be, we may get over, maybe 1.5 million people trying to cross that border this year.
Right. Well, first of all, several things there to unpack. 11 million, that number, that's an old number. That's two decades old.
Yes.
I mean, we're probably looking at 25, close to 30 million people, that we're looking at in terms of undocumented people here in the country. Right? Yeah. No. I mean, the thing is, he's disingenuous and he's lying through him. And it's hard to say that you got a president of the United States lying. But there's nothing to substantiate that number. If anything, I mean, common sense would tell you it looks more like 30 million than 11 million. 11 million is what they've been saying for 20 years now plus. So that's absurd on its face. The other thing that happened, and to your point, in terms of the signaling that went out to people in Central America and, all the coyotes and everything like that, was if you remember during the primaries, when every presidential candidate, when they were asked about giving health care to immigrants, to illegal immigrants, they all raised their hands without exception. What else would you expect then?
I mean, and this is, again, I think if you really think about it, Bill, I think that this is their ultimate plan to eventually never lose another election. I think if they can tip the scales permanently in their favor, if they can add that many new voters to their rolls, I think this is what it's always been about. It's that and the systematic destruction of America. One of the things.
See, I think that's the bigger thing, Julio.
The media.
Yeah, I think that's the bigger thing. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you there, but the bigger thing is just what you just said, is that this is about the total destruction of the American dream and the American way of life. The Democrats think that they're like other useful idiots, Julio, and you've studied this all of your life, where you've seen in other regimes where people come in and what do? They get control of the leaders, and they get them to buy into a narrative. Hey, it's all going to be great. You're going to be on top and everything else. And then next thing you know, when they've already been used, they're kicked to the curb and they're left out there wanting. And this is what's going to happen with Nancy Pelosi, not maybe Nancy directly, but her heirs and those that she's appointed to, come in after her and, be in her job, and others, the Joe Biden family and all these. I mean, because when you think about this, Julio, how many, families are at the core of the so-called ruling class of America? It's a small number. And guess what? They're very well entrenched. And they've got control, and they think that somehow when the dust settles that they're just going to be in a happier position. They're not going to worry about elections anymore. And, somebody's not going to worry about elections. But I don't think, I'd be surprised if it's them that do not worry. I don't think they're going to be in a position about being reelected, because right now they're useful idiots. But as you know, when this thing turns, all the useful idiots go away.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I mean, it's really a scary thought to think about it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We've only got about 20 seconds left here.
22.
Yeah. Anyway, let's pick it up when we come back, okay?
2022 is going to be pivotal. Yep, definitely.
Well, without a doubt, it'll be telling. It's either that we've gotten a hold of this and we're turning it around, or heaven help us. Heaven help us. Julio Rivera is with us, and we've got more from Julio after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
You know, those commonsensical things that we grew up with, most of us grew up with those, you know, self-responsibility and service to one another. This is at the core of the answer that America is looking for. You know, love for their fellow man, responsibility, it's key. This is what makes our government go round and round in a smooth sort of way. And it's been a long time since we've experienced that, because right now logic is being turned on its head. Critical thinking is foreboding. And if you're not part of this woke culture that needs a wake-up call themselves, because I don't know what kind of utopian reality or irreality that they have found themselves in, but the majority of America is not buying it, Julio. They are rejecting it on its face, but they're having a hard time responding to it in such a way because of the vehemence and the kind of behavior that is allowed by the woke society to come after people, to cancel them, to even do injury to them. And this is the world we live in. But like anything that we have learned about our democracy is that, you know, freedom is not free. It does come with a price. And this has been, you know, the blood, the resources, the treasure of Americans before us that have gone into the investment, right?
Yeah, and there's no appreciation for that, I think, from the younger generation, you know. It's like this generation's willing to give it all up. And, you know, and it's in so many different ways. I mean, you talk about the economics of it, you know, giving away our jobs. Giving away our jobs to other countries, you know, the danger that's created right now, like what we're facing at the southern border, allowing all these people to come in. You're talking about a disconnection from reality. Like, well, what's happening right now with this Major League Baseball thing, with the All-Star game
yes.
being removed from Georgia? You know,
right.
I was watching on TV, I was watching a Newsmax, and somebody made the statement that economically this is going to cost the county, I guess it would be Fulton County in Georgia, mm-hmm. where this game is going to be or was originally slated to be hosted, costing their local economy over $100 million in tourism associated directly with this game.
Mm-hmm.
For ridiculousness. I mean, if you look at the lies that have been spread about this Georgia voting bill, I mean, there's already laws that are more stringent that exist in several other states. This, in some cases, in red states, you know, where the voting is a lot tighter in regards to absentee ballots and things of that nature. I mean, this is just, I mean, but it's everything that's going wrong right now. If somebody, and it's not even going, it doesn't even have to be something that's going wrong. If it's something that's a GOP or a Republican or a conservative initiative, it's automatically going to be labeled as something that's to further the cause of white supremacy, which at that point gives these so-called woke individuals what they feel is the moral high ground to attack it, no matter what the collateral damage is. I mean, are you telling me that the state of Georgia, you know, which was waiting for this, these All-Star games are laid out years in advance. So,
exactly.
I mean, their local economy has been expecting and waiting for that revenue for several years. It's not like they just arbitrarily picked them this year in the wake of what's been going on there politically. Obviously, a lot of happenings have occurred in the past year in regards to the last election in the state of Georgia, but that has nothing to do with the decision-making process of Major League Baseball. And the fact that they would cave in that quickly and make such a knee-jerk decision in that way, I think is dangerous. I mean, what's going to happen next? You know, what's going to be the next suffering that local business owners, think about the concession, the vendors that work in that area, you know, or
exactly.
work in that stadium. That's a
yeah.
lot of income that they were counting on, you know?
Yeah, you're exactly right. And the thing is, basically what's happened is baseball at a time when they were starting to recover, you know, executes a self-inflicted wound on themselves. Because what does this say? It says that if you are of a red state of mind and you believe in a voter ID system, which is, last time I checked, if you go to pick up your baseball tickets at a stadium, guess what you have to show? You have to show
yeah.
your identification, right?
Yeah.
And so these knuckleheads, you know, like all of a sudden they know better. Major League Baseball knows better, and they're going to participate with wokeism. And now baseball is going blue. I mean, forget about the Michael Jordan proverb that even Republicans buy tennis shoes, right? He knew yep. better than to go into the fray of it, and the dividends have been there for him. And this is why America loves him across all party lines. He's apolitical, and this is why we appreciate people like him. And even Barkley, did you listen to Barkley over the weekend? Charles Barkley, what he had to say about, you know, about these politicians and wokeism and all this stuff that's going on right now. I mean, look at, we need to have more voices like that and people to understand that this is totally insane what they're doing and what baseball is doing. Yes, they're hurting Atlanta, but they're hurting themselves worse because you're going to have people in these red states going, you know what? Maybe our family used to go to 6 ball games a year. Maybe we're just going to do 2. Maybe we won't do any. And in many cases, yeah. I can tell you probably a good third, Julio, I don't know about you, but in the surveys that I've looked at, about a third of America just absolutely tuned out of baseball altogether.
Yeah, they should have learned their lesson from Kaepernick in the NFL. I mean, when Kaepernick pulled his nonsense, and this was pre-COVID. And the NFL yes. lost, I think, upwards of over $100 billion in subscriptions for their NFL Sunday ticket package, people not showing up to the games, people not buying merchandise. This has an effect that can be seen. You know, you look at the quantitative information, the statistics that are out there show that any of these, these leagues, it happens in the NBA, too. You know, once you start mm-hmm. participating in this sort of nonsense, it leads to a loss of revenue. You know, eventually, exactly. like LeBron James or Colin Kaepernick or any of these athletes can stand there and say that, okay, well, we stand for this, and, you know, there's social justice, and they can wave all these flags until eventually it gets to the point that you're going to see a major correction in these exorbitant salaries that these individuals make to just play a child's game. Listen, I watch sports. I love sports. I'm a red-blooded American, and I like to, you know, I love football on Sundays. I love baseball in the summer and all these things. But at a certain point, it gets hard to watch. And, you know, eventually we're going to find other pastimes. You know, just because baseball is a national pastime now doesn't mean that it will mm-hmm. be in the future.
Well, people are tuning out of politics. And anything that has to do with politics, they're tuning out. I mean, look at what's going on. I don't care. You know, look at Fox News and what's happening, you know, to their viewership and other media outlets. They're not the force that they were before. And because people got worn out after everything that came down in the 2020 election, you know, there is a price to be paid when people cheat. And that's really what this is all about. And the people, you know, the American people are looking and waiting with desperate expectation that somehow the leadership will arise and do something about it to make sure. You mentioned 2022. Well, if 2022 is any reflection of what happened in 2020, heaven help us.
Yeah, well, we'll see. I mean, I think that the circumstances will be different. Hopefully Republican legislatures can, assure that we won't have the same types of shenanigans that we had in the last election. Obviously, our showing in the House was pretty strong. We almost retook the House, but we can't allow another 2 years of democratically controlled legislatures in both chambers. Because, I mean, if that happens, then, you know, the Republic may permanently be lost.
Well, and to your point here, look at here. We're not even in the 2020 election. We're just talking about an all-star game. And we're talking about reform, you know, a positive consideration for voter reform. I mean, to have a voter ID and somehow that's problematic and you cancel an all-star game in Georgia for that. I mean, look at we've got an uphill battle to fight here, and it requires courage and it requires conviction for the truth and those right and noble things that have made America great. Julio Rivera, thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. Take care.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Major League Baseball announced on Friday it will move the 2021 All-Star Game out of Georgia because of a new Georgia law requiring photo IDs to vote. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie says the narrative that President Biden is pushing is a lie.
I sat here and listened to the president's inaugural address, and I just want a couple real quick points from it. Politics need not be a raging fire that destroys everything in its path, and we must reject a culture in which facts themselves are manipulated or made up. And Joe Biden's broken his own rule. He's lying about this bill. He's lying to the American people about it to cause the raging fire he said he was going to put out.
Governor Christie on ABC News. Hypocritical Major League Baseball says you must show a photo ID to pick up baseball tickets at all Major League Baseball parks. The Derek Chauvin murder trial continues Monday in Minneapolis, Minnesota. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
This is your time, your phone. The fight, the fight, your goal. You've come so far, keep going. Here comes the call.
Bill Martinez.
Can't give up the good fight, ladies and gentlemen. Having done everything to stand, you just keep on standing on those things that are worth anchoring your feet on, and that solid rock of truth. But it's a choice, and it's a moment-to-moment choice. And no doubt that you know, conservatives especially are going to be challenged, people of faith. But we have enough information to know what we're going to stand on. And it does require courage, and this is a good opportunity for us to really demonstrate, you know, what it is that we believe in and how we share those beliefs with those that we love and care for, because it all starts with the family, right? And they're hearing, you know, what you are espousing and hearing the, you know, the backup information, the knowledge, and encouraging them to do their own research. And as, you know, our good friend from the Rutherford Institute, John Whitehead, is very fond of saying, is that education precedes action, okay? So often, this is the difference between people who do things in a way that are truly intellectual as opposed to supposedly intellectual, but they're more emotional than educational. And that's part of what we're dealing with right now, is when things are operating in the realm of emotionality, then it's hard to reason with someone who's emotional. You just kind of have to let them punch their way out, so to speak, until, you know, they're kind of rope-a-doped, and they just, okay, I'm all punched out, I have nothing left, because their arguments are so surfacey. There's very little substance. That's what you find over and over again. And what they'll do, they'll keep espousing these bumper sticker rally cries that have no substance to them whatsoever. I mean, it's disappointing. It's disappointing on many levels because, you know, some of these conversations need to be had. We need to be able to reason together to make sure that, you know, we're all the better for the conversation. But so often when people are espousing things that are just based on emotion, it's like, okay, well, where are we going with this? And I have to admit, you know, some personal angst and frustration with people who want to go there, you know, right away. And because I consider myself as an educated individual and one who still seeks to be educated, and I want to advance my thinking. I mean, this is why, you know, as I mentioned to you earlier, that we're so committed to bringing on the types of guests that we have on this show. I mean, today, I mean, DeRoy Murdoch, Fox News contributor, I mean, this guy knows his stuff. I mean, he's a Fox News contributor, a contributing editor of National Review Online, founding member of Project 21 Black Leadership. I mean, you listen to him and you go, wow, he, you know, he's got it. I mean, he knows what he's talking about. Adam Andrzejewski from Open the Books, I mean, he picked up the mantle from Senator Tom Coburn to hold our government accountable. And for him and the team to continue on with this battle when, you know, the Democrats and certain political interests say, hey, what are you worried? Budget smudge. What are you worried about that? Why are you concerned? Why is it that you want to audit, you know, the government? Well, it's because government's so big that it will not. I mean, you're asking them to do brain surgery on themselves. You know, this is why this is supposed to be a government of, for, by, we the people. We've got to hold our government accountable. If not, we're $28 trillion. We're looking at $30 trillion of indebtedness. And that really is the soft number. The real number is hundreds of trillions of dollars of indebtedness. You talk about national security compromise. I mean, what are we handing over, you know, to our kids and grandkids? But a bankrupt America, and the issue, as I said earlier, this is a systemic issue. This truly is systemic. You know, Black Lives Matter and other people want to talk about things that are being systemic. Now, and maybe there's some truth to that. I say some truth. But the bigger truth to look at is what's happening in our government, a government that is supposed to be of, for, and by we the people. It's a ruling class that has taken over this government. We've allowed them to do this because we really thought genuinely that they were looking out for our best interest. And now the lights are turning on and we're seeing the best interest that they're interested in is their own self-interest. They're not here to serve. They're here to be served. That's what it's all about. You think not? You just watch the egos, how they're flung around there in Washington, D.C. and in various spotlights, even in their own states that they represent. It's disgusting. You know, excuse me for being annoyed over that, but that's really what's happening. Phil Hotzenpiller, too, talked about in reviewing Victor Davis Hanson's deal. There's actually 10 points that VDH had talked about, but Phil, in the interest of time and getting to the point, broke it down to, you know, five critical issues. That money is a construct. I mean, it's just, hey, it's there. It's, you can do it, whatever you want. You want a quantitative ease and print up, you know, some more funny money. Hey, that's okay because it's all digital. You know, there's really nothing behind it. There's no gold standard. There's nothing there to substantiate that money is, you know, that it is a promissory note. It's not. I mean, it's just, you know, we just continue to print, you know, print up dollars. The laws today are not necessarily binding, are they? I mean, depending on what side you're on, you can break a law, you can go in and out of jail that fast, no bail is required. I mean, this is insane what's going on, all in the name supposedly, and it's laughable how these same people try and tell us it's about law and order when they're giving us disorder. You cannot get law out of disorder, okay? Law and order must come together. They are the hand in glove of that construct. You can't have one without the other. But they want to bifurcate it and tell us that we can. Well, it's nonsensical. Racialism is now acceptable. That's the new economy of this 21st century America. Everything's racial. I mean, it's amazing anymore. I'm even white. I think if anything, you know, a bunch of white folk are going out there getting their DNA analyzed so that they can claim non-whiteness. You know what I'm saying? This is how absurd this is that we need to abandon our own originations and our background, because somehow it's been determined that if you have any whiteness in you whatsoever, you know, and then of course what we're finding out too is that even with black folk, that they're finding out that they've had, you know, slavery in their background. You know, they've been married to white folk. I mean, there's intermarriage. I mean, this is just all absurd. I mean, because this is what happens in a country of immigrants where you have this melting pot of humanity coming together. And I say melting pot, and I remember giving this speech to some college kids at East Los Angeles College when I was asked to be a guest speaker there. I referred to it as a melting pot of human potential. I mean, it is fantastic when you have a government that was designed by our founders that allowed people to rise to their level of greatness and to do whatever we can to protect that opportunity. That's what happened. I mean, here recently, just case in point, and I know right now it's almost foreboding, if not resisted, if you mention Donald Trump's name, but what Donald Trump brought to the party here when he was elected in 2016 was the opportunity for people to rise to their level of greatness. And look what happened. I mean, unemployment numbers were just, they were depressing. And Donald Trump takes the boot, the heavy boot of Regulation Nation off the throats of the American people. And suddenly there was joy in America. They were back to work. And here we are all across every spectrum. Every race, color, and creed. People who wanted a job, they had a job. And probably the best jobs in some cases that they'd ever had before. They weren't relying on the government. They were being productive. And this is what was raising the level of their happiness. But the Democratic Party said, no, that's not good. That's not good. We've got to get control, and we've got to cancel all these jobs and put the boot of Regulation Nation back on the throats of the minions. Ladies and gentlemen, you got to wake up and see what's happening.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. That's 800-890-8117. Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
We're back with the America 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Got a real treat for you. The executive producer of Walking with Herb. This is just a hysterical movie. I mean, when you just see who's in the cast of this movie, that in itself will bring a smile to your face immediately. And we're blessed to have the executive producer of the movie. Also, it's his fault because he wrote the book as well. Joe Bullock joins us. He was a small town banker for over 40 years, named as the president of a bank at the ripe old age of 28. Of course, he credits his sense of humor with helping him survive this experience. Joe, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Good to have you, Bill. Thank you for having me.
Hey, well, tell us the story here, Walking with Herb.
Well, it a little bit mirrors my life. Of course, it's much more interesting than my life. It involves an aging banker. And he's had some very bad things happen in his life, as far as some his granddaughter passing away and some things like this, and he's lost all of his faith.
Yeah.
And he is called by God with a message on his computer to go on embark on a journey that will restore his faith and also strengthen other people's faith. Mm-hmm. And the mission is basically he's going to win the championship of the world entire golf tournament at the age of 63. Of course, he thinks this is pretty incredible and unbelievable. He has a hard time believing it until there's enough signs from God that it really is a true thing.
Mm-hmm.
God sends him a helper in the form of Herb, who is George Lopez.
Yes,
and they have a really good time as they lead Joe back into faith and develop his golf skills, and he gradually gets better, and he actually gets into this world championship tournament. And there's a lot of good spiritual lessons along the way. I wrote this book not to preach to the choir, necessarily, you know, people who have a very strong faith. I was hoping it would attract people to read a book and get who would not normally buy a spiritual book. And through the story, get a nice spiritual message through the story and a lot of nice practical advice and things as well that came through. The title character, Herb, is named after my old college golf coach, Herb Wimberly.
Uh-huh.
How we came up with that name.
Well, that's good. But this story that is, though you say that is about you, but not necessarily all about you, but it really is about you, isn't it?
Well, in some ways, I never had as deep and dark a journey as our protagonist had. That was
the genius of Mark Medoff, who adapted it to the screenplay. And you know, Mark won a Tony Award for writing Children of a Lesser God, and the movie made from the play was nominated for an Oscar, and the leading lady actress actually won the Oscar that year. Mm-hmm. And so this came about after I wrote the book. Mark Medoff's son-in-law, Ross Marks, who won Best Director at Sundance a few years ago, looked at the book and told me he wanted to do a movie screenplay from it. And he wrote one, showed it to his father, on Mark, and Mark says, Ross, you're fired. I'm the writer in the family. And so here's this genius, Mark Medoff.
Right.
I think it kept him alive another year. He was in very poor health, and he questioned himself, did nothing for about 3 months to work on this, and just like a kid with a new toy, liked the project so much. And he'd call me over I was flattered he'd call me and ask me for my input on some ideas and things like this. And it's just like a kid with a new toy, just enjoyed doing this. And we were so fortunate that, you know, from what I'm told, of course I'm a neophyte in the movie business, from what I was told, that when you cast a movie, you need to put about 20 people in descending order for each role that you'd like to get.
Uh-huh.
And we got our first two choices for the two lead role in
James Olmos and George Lopez.
Yes. And we thought it was important that in the book that the lead characters are not Hispanic or, mm-hmm. or Latino, but we thought it was important, being we're in Las Cruces, New Mexico, and there's so few that have Latinos in leading roles, especially in roles of really good character type roles for the kind of people you want to emulate. Mm-hmm. And we thought that was important to do it that way. And it really, I think, worked out very well. It's a good representation of Latino actors.
Yeah. I'd be curious, especially with George Lopez, what this story had in terms of its effect on his faith, because he's not necessarily been one to be known for his faith, but I cannot help but believe this story had an impact. It must have caused him to consider some things.
Well, I think it did. I think, as I hope it does, everyone to either read the book or see the movie. But, you know, I got to know George a little bit through the shooting process, and his private persona is a little different. He's actually a pretty spiritual guy.
Is he? Wow, yeah. That's good to know. But he's a hoot, especially when he put a golf club in his hand. When we see him at Pebble Beach and the Pro-Am and stuff, oh, my goodness. I mean, he's such an entertainer.
Oh, and he ad-libbed things. It's just George being George. I mean, that line with John Quinones about "I hope you and John get back together," that wasn't the script. And he probably didn't think of that till 30 seconds before the shot. And then we filmed a part of this in my little town of our teaching in Mexico. And right across from the golf course, about a mile away, is this huge federal law enforcement training facility. Mm-hmm. And every once in a while, they just let off a fuselage of gunfire over there where they're training.
Oh, yeah.
And right during one of our shoots, all this gunfire went over about half a mile away. And George looked at everybody, the extra driver, he says, "Okay, everybody run. If that's the border patrol, everybody run in a different direction. They can't catch all of us." And, of course, that stopped shooting for all everybody. Choked up he was an absolute delight. And I think this was a bigger role that worked with Eddie Olmos, was a little bit outside of his comfort level. He just did a bang up job for us.
Yeah. Well, that's actually, I was going to ask you about working with Edward James Olmos. I mean, my goodness, Academy Award nominee and Emmy winner. And of course, you also worked with the Oscar nominee Kathleen Quinlan as well in this movie. By the way, the special premiere is a Fathom event. It's going to take place in cinemas on April the 30th, May 1st, and May the 30th. WalkingWithHerbMovie.com is where you want to go for more information. You know, what was it like? I mean, as you say, you know, working with Olmos.
Oh, it's incredible. Just the way he carries himself and his facial expressions, and he just brings lines to life and expression. He can say a lot without even saying a word.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never seen acting of that quality in my life. And, of course, I'm not an expert, but it was just incredible. And then Kathleen just nailed every scene. We're so lucky to get her. And everyone, the actors, told me that this is the most fun they ever had making a movie.
Yeah. Well, and for Olmos, I mean, he was all in. I mean, he's not only plays the lead character, but executive producer. I mean, he really believed in this project.
Yes, he did. And I don't know if I've mentioned this before, but when he got the script, he called Mark Meloff back and says, I don't want to do this movie. I have to do this movie.
Wow.
He says, it's the best script I've ever had. And he's been around since, you know, Stand and Deliver days back in, you know, wherever.
Mm. Yeah. Right. Well, for people that aren't necessarily into golf, which we feel sorry for them if they're not, you know, how are they going to relate to this movie?
Well, I hope it's sort of a book. I had a lot of people who read the book that weren't golfers at all, and so they just loved the book.
Yeah.
And they loved the messages in it. And, you know, there's some common, like, advice. I brought a lot of advice I got from my dad into the book.
Yeah.
And the interplay between the characters, and I was raised. I had a wonderful father who, my birth mother passed away giving birth to my twin brother and I.
Oh.
And he had two older kids in the family too. And my dad kept everything together until he remarried about 2.5 years later. Married my stepmother, who was a wonderful person. But my dad was quite a philosopher, a lot of very good and a very good golfer.
Yes.
I was playing on the college team. I went home to play him one weekend, and he shot a 61 in.
Oh, that's not fair.
No. I can't beat you. I can beat some of the college kids. I'm leaving.
Yeah, exactly.
And he has some great philosophy of golf. One of the things he taught me is people will forget your score by the next day, but they'll never forget how you behaved.
Yes, right, exactly.
And as he got older, he invented the concept of happy golf. And the happy golf to him was go find three people you can still beat and still get along with and go play with them.
And go take their money.
Yeah.
Golfers love to do that. Yeah, they do. Yeah, that's good fun. Well, wow, I tell you, I cannot wait for this movie. I know the impact that it's going to have on the people here, you know, that watch this movie, like, say, golfers, non-golfers alike, because there's a lot of common sense. And, you know, like you said, things that you brought in, golden nuggets of wisdom that your father shared with you. And you love opportunities like that because you just extend his legacy when you're able to, you know, use his words in a movie. And I got to imagine the family members, when they hear these lines, they go, oh, my God, that's Dad.
Yeah, they will. I want to be a spiritual message, an uplifting message with enough humor to make the message go down easy, like a spiritual vitamin sort of. So.
Well, and I guess that's the takeaway of this movie that you want, right? Doing the impossible on a golf course, this new film, Walking with Herb, combines sports humor and second chances, because that's what our faith is all about, isn't it, Joe? Second chances?
I think so. I think so. And maybe third and fourth chances, you need them.
Right, exactly. Well, Jesus himself told the apostles when they said, how often should we forgive, you know, 7 times? And he says, how about 70 times 7?
Yeah.
Right? It just keeps on going. And this is the Father's gift to us, his long-suffering, his eagerness to forgive and to bring his creation back in union with him. So the bottom line, after all is said and done, as we wrap things up here, Joe, what do you want people to take from this movie?
Quite a bit of what we just talked about. I want people to take away the fact that most of their limitations and doubts and fears are self-imposed.
Mm-hmm.
And with enough faith and enough trust, you can do about anything you want to do. And if you've got limitations, realize that God doesn't have them.
Yes.
And you self-impose those limitations on yourself. If you think you're too old to do something, you're not. If you think you're not smart enough, you are.
Mm-hmm.
You
know. That's it. Joe, you've been a blessing. Thank you so much. Congratulations on the movie. All the best to you.
Okay. Thank you, Bill. Stay safe.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan.